Never underestimate a badass basic bitch. I'm Courtney.
I'm done fitting into what everybody else needs me to fit into.
And I'm Brianna.
You are the only one that can make this change.
We're here to bring you the Badass Basic Bitch Podcast.
We're going to share the untold stories and dive deep into the shit nobody talks about.
Buckle up, we're totally unfiltered, about to get very sassy and inviting you into some of our most intimate conversations.
Welcome to the Baddie B Club.
Perfectly timed. It was literally full speech and then like open, will you marry me? And then obviously I said yes.
Welcome back to another episode of Badass Basic Bitch, where it is me and Courtney. And today we are diving deep into cooking tips. I'm just fucking kidding. This is a joke. It is like day two since you've been engaged. Courtney's at my house. We had an episode that we were going to talk about, and I'm like, absolutely not. We're talking about engagements, weddings, congratulations, Miss Courtney Shields.
Yay!
I'm so excited for you.
This is a fun episode. It's always fun to have life like moments with your friends. So it's fun to be engaged at the same time and we can like talk about this stuff. You guys, Brianna is officially my accountability buddy because I needed someone to keep me accountable for like our walks and eating well and everything. So I've been texting her in the morning, been like, hey, want to go on a walk and then do some squats. And that's actually been helping, but, you know, ready to get in fighting shape.
Well, I think it's both of us because I would go do that by myself. But like when someone's like, I'm leaving in 10 minutes, like, okay, she's leaving in 10 minutes. I need to actually go.
We got to go. And so. Lots of good. I just want to feel healthy. I love being active. I just want to, you know, nourish my body well. So I'm super excited, feeling good. This is kind of day one today. I actually love walking by myself because I usually just think and kind of clear my head, but the rest of it, like the squats and stuff, I just need a little extra motivation. And a wedding is good motivation.
A wedding is definitely great motivation. And I was like, we need to do this. I'm taking over it. I'm pushing everything aside because we're going to be engaged together for like the next, I don't know, 20 days.
We don't have that long because you're actually about to already get married.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about like how the engagement happened. Cause I think like, I know most of the details, but like, I want to reiterate it. I want to share all your details. I'm going to ask you so many questions and then I'm happy to share my story too. And so we can start there. So let's begin. Number one.
I'm sweating already. I'm in the hot seat.
Number one. I think the number one question is like, did you know that it was going to happen? And I think generally people know, but like, did you know?
Did you get that question a lot too? Because I got absolutely that all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. So I had a feeling. I knew it was coming in the near future. I didn't know like exact details. And then the day of, I started having a feeling because he was acting really weird. And he works a lot. And so he's always like focused on that during work hours, during the day, meetings, calls, everything like back to back to back. And I walk in, he's just sitting in the hotel room, like on the bed, just like staring. And I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, just like nodding. And I'm like actually concerned at this point. I'm like, no, like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm just thinking. And I was like, okay, you're either going to break up with me or we're about to get engaged. And I really hope it's not the first one. And then Audrey was acting really weird too. And we had lunch with a friend in New York. And then we had some meetings where we were going to like a PR agency that I absolutely love with some friends there and just sort of some work / mingling for the day. And usually she would be chattier. And she also was sitting there looking really nervous. And I know them both so well that I knew something was going on. And there's no way that they would both be acting like that, but I didn't know any details. And then Audrey kind of tried to throw me off and I was like, oh my gosh, it's happening. Like, is it happening today? And she's like, well, it might be something different than you think. And I was like, wait, what? And so your thoughts just start running. And so I kind of knew, but like, I didn't really know.
Yeah. And I love the story of him bringing you to Brooklyn.
I know. That's what got me to cry. That got me. So we had sushi, and funny enough, you know me, I'm like a huge eater. I love food. It's like, you know, a side passion of mine. And especially when I'm on vacation, when I'm here, I try to like eat well and cook and like do these things.
Doesn't
but
love food?
You know, I'm in love. I'm eating, I'm drinking. There's pasta and wine. And we were like eating a lot on this trip, and I just love food. And all of a sudden he takes me to this sushi restaurant that's like omakase, is how you say it, where they like course it out. And there was like 20.
Oh yeah. Like chef prepare.
Yes.
You don't
and
know the menu. The chef.
Amazing. It was like this really world renowned chef. And I ate like 5 sushi pieces because I just said that with the lisp, sushi pieces, because I started like getting butterflies and I was like, wait, is it happening? And then I like raw fish is a weird thing to eat if you have butterflies. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
Because you're like, did I just eat bad fish?
Yeah, no, literally.
No,
so he had to actually go, funny story, to the chef. And not to the chef, but like to our waiter. Like, I didn't know this until after, but he went out over to the waiter and was like, I'm proposing tonight. And I think she might like have a feeling. And so I could tell she's, you know, no disrespect to the chef. Because literally that we would be like scarfing that usually. And so that was really funny. And then we get in the car and an Uber and we're like headed to Brooklyn and we're going kind of far. And I'm like, where are we going? And he's like, do you want me to tell you? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, we're going to Brooklyn. And right then is like when I actually knew. I didn't know how it was going to go down after that, but
that was like the magic thing. Yeah. You're like, okay.
And I started crying. I was like right then and there, obviously, because
yeah.
It was just very like thoughtful and shows how well he knew me and like what would be important to me. So
yeah. And beautiful proposal, like right on the terrace.
Oh my God, it was gorgeous. And then Audrey's like in there. Like when we get there, Audrey's there with her camera. And I was like, oh shit, it's going down. And it was awesome. And I posted a video because we got it all on video.
I saw the video.
And he did like this behind the back maneuver with the ring that was so smooth.
Yeah,
did you see that?
Say that. Like props. That. Like I wonder if he practiced that at home in the bathroom. Can you ask him?
I don't think so. But
it was pretty smooth.
A really good speech. He wrote it out in the notes on his phone so I could have it, which I really wanted. And so I've obviously like since read it. And it was incredible. Like the whole speech I told him was just, he knew me so well. And I could, like, you can just tell in the speech and the things that he said. But that's always been, like, that's what's important to me. I want to know what someone's going to say. And you know, like,
so you can have it with you.
Yeah. And that's
so you forget.
Sentimental and sweet. And I guess he thought it was going to be, like, a 90-second speech based on what he had written. It was, like, 6 minutes. And so at one point, I looked down and I'm like, babe, is your knee okay? Like, are you doing well down there? Because you've been there for a while.
Wow. 6 minutes.
I mean, we didn't literally time it, but it wasn't short.
At the point of him like talking everything, did he open the ring? Did you see the ring and you were like, is your knee okay? I really want to put that on my finger. Or like,
no, it wasn't
is your
until
knee
the
okay?
end.
I really
it
want to open the ring box.
Perfectly timed. It was literally full speech and then like open, will you marry me? And then obviously I said yes.
Yeah. And I saw, well, you told me that he asked Liz before, but she didn't know the exact details or when it was happening.
She didn't know when it was going to happen. She just knew it was going to happen soon. And I feel like the older you get, it's less of like, hey, like, can I get your permission? And more like, I wanted to let you know, here's what's happening. And I think they had a cute conversation about that. From what I know, my mom's like super happy to have him in the family. They just clicked, but yeah.
And Kinsley's excited.
So excited.
I got to see y'all the day after, the day after you got back.
The day after, yeah.
Yeah, something.
Saturday, and it happened Friday? No, Thursday. I don't know.
I did get to see you Saturday. I was dropping off a little surprise, and then you came out, and Kinsley was there, and that was really cute. I'm glad that I got to meet him and everything.
Dude, it was so adorable. We told her and explained it. And we were like, do you have any questions? Because you know, Kins, she always has like 99 questions, which I love about her.
Yeah.
And that's like part of their bond is they are both very intellectual. And so they'll like talk and she'll ask him really random questions. She'll be like, Ishan, why does the wind blow the trees in 2 different directions? Or just like random things. And he's like, well, Kins. And they'll like have these conversations. And so we let her ask a bunch of questions and she was super excited. And then we reenacted the proposal for her, which if you have a kid, I actually think this was really good. In the moment, I thought it might be a good idea. And it was because she got it when she saw it. So she was like, okay, so you get down on one knee and then you love my mommy. So you want to ask her to marry you. And I think it made this sort of like abstract story a real event that she could see. And then we like all reenacted it together and it was really cute. So maybe pro tip, if you're a single mom getting married and you have like a young kid, it was helpful for us.
Yeah. I love that. I just love that because it's like it's a little bit different than my proposal.
Yeah. Tell me about yours.
Yeah. So Hunter was super cute.
Well, tell them about yours because I love the story. I've already
heard. Yeah. You already know that. Okay. Well, I had zero idea that it was going on. And funny enough, Hunter and I got in a little bit of a bickerment because I think that I plan all of our dates because I'm the planner. Like I'm the executor. But that's a lie. He does. So anyway, he was like, okay, this Friday, we're going to go out. We're going to have a nice sushi dinner, wear something nice, like put makeup on, do your hair, everything. So I really had no idea. If he had asked me to do all of those things without our little fight, I would have been like, oh, he's going to propose to me. But so anyway, I got all dressed up. I didn't ruin it, but I cut my meeting short because I was like, I want sushi. I want to leave. I would like a cocktail. So I like cut a meeting short. I got all dressed. I came downstairs.
Oh, no. I didn't know this part.
Yeah. Yeah. And I came downstairs and Susie, my au pair, who's like a sister to me at this point, was like, why are you down here? And I'm like, this is my kitchen. She's like, well, this is weird. Don't be here. And I was like, okay. And I left. And I was like,
you know, at that point,
no,
that she was being weird.
No, I thought she was just like, don't be here because all the kids are here and I'm trying to get dinner done. And lady, you're messing everything up. I don't know. So I was like, okay. And so I like walked away and I was like, I guess I'll do more makeup. And so I go upstairs. And then I came downstairs like 15 minutes later. I was like, nah, I'm done with this. And I saw Hunter and he was like, hey, what are you doing? And I looked outside. I was like, why are all the kids dressed up?
Oh,
and he's like, I don't know, which is not abnormal. Susie dresses the kids up and would like take pictures of them and do stuff like that and like do their makeup and hair and fun things. And I was like, why is everyone dressed up? And I just started going outside and he's like, I guess this is it. Like, we're not going to plan. And poor Susie was like fumbling with a camera and she was like, I know. So like Hunter. And I was like, what is happening? And I literally didn't even know. At that point,
you still didn't.
I didn't know. I didn't know until Emma came running at me with a sign that said me question mark.
No.
And she goes, look what I have, no. Mommy. And I was like, me. And then I looked at Hunter and he got down on one knee.
Wait, I just got chills.
And then all my kids were like, Emma, get back here. It's not our turn. And then Hunter was like, said all these nice things. And I was like, what's happening? I'm not ready for this. And then he goes, okay. Aww. And he points to the kids and they flip the signs. Will you marry me? And I said, yes. And they all ran over. And it was a really special moment. And then, yeah, as soon as I saw the sign that said me, I was like, I just started crying.
That's
and the
so
best
cute.
Part of this is we have a Nest Cam, like a security cam in our backyard. And it was literally pointing right on us accidentally.
Everything.
And we got everything on tape. So.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. It's like, to me, that's what it's all about, right? It's like thinking of the sentimental things that are going to mean things to you.
Yeah.
For you, like having all the kids there, having it be this moment. For me, it's like doing it in a place where he said in the time, like where kind of my life started, he wanted our life to start.
I love
and
that.
Then coming back and telling Kinsley, and like we went and got her this little diamond, like this little necklace the next day to, and he asked her basically to be part of, like if he could be part of our family like that. And it's just the inclusivity of that and the thoughtfulness of it right. is what really means a lot to me. And I feel like for you too, just yeah. that they would think about that stuff. Like that's
absolutely.
That's yeah. how you know you got to keep her. Someone asked on Instagram in my questionnaire or like my Q&A the other day, they said, why do boys suck or something? And I was like, well, boys a lot of times do suck, but find yourself a man and don't settle. Like just don't settle.
So we're talking about like, okay, how do we get ourselves in a healthier place? And we started doing our walks. I started doing something which I normally would never do, but I started taking this multivitamin from this company called Ritual. And I swear to God, like my hair feels better. My skin feels better.
Wait, I've always wanted to try those because I heard they taste like peppermint. They're not bad. They don't taste bad at all. And apparently the ingredients are really, really good. I've actually wanted to try that. So can they send me one too?
Yes, they're amazing. They taste like either peppermint or lemon. They have kids too, and I've actually just got some for the kids, but they're like totally vegan friendly. They have like this fresh taste. And my neighbor, who is like all about safe ingredients and safe products, is obsessed with them. So I'm like, okay, I know they're good.
Have those friends where if like they approve it, you're like, okay, I trust you. This is good.
Yeah. And it's just like 2 pills a day, super easy. Yeah, if you are interested, you can go and check it out. Visit ritual.com/baddie and you will get 10% off your first 3 months.
I may be using our own code on that.
Do that. It's awesome. So yeah, we're like, we have your vitamins, your healthy eating, your walking, drinking a lot of water.
That's another big one for me lately. I got one of those like water bottles on Amazon that marks it throughout the day. And I have been trying to drink a lot of water. I honestly didn't realize I don't drink that much water because I don't drink really other things. I like the occasional, I like those Olipops. And then I like, there's another one that I like that comes in super cute little cans. And then like my Alani Nu energy drinks, pretty much just like iced tea, water, but I just need to drink more liquids in general. And Ish always tells me that. He's like, you don't drink that much water. So yeah. I've been trying because also I feel like it just helps everything work well in your body. So that's also on my list. But so we got multivitamins, obviously nourishing well, our walks, which is good mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm. And also for me, I got engaged in January and we're going to get married at the end of May. So it's like 5 months and there's a lot of stress there to like plan a wedding in COVID times. And I think like give yourself some grace. Like it doesn't have to be perfect, you know?
Never is, honey.
It never is.
Never is. I let go of that notion a long time ago. I think partially because of what I do via work that there is literally, you cannot please everyone, period. No matter what you do, you're going to make somebody unhappy or someone's going to be judging you, and that you have to sort of like embrace the imperfection and just say, hey, this is me. Here's where I'm at. We talked about this, I think, in one of maybe our happy hour episode, but we were talking about how it's just one of those things where you recognize your body is where it is now and that's okay. And I'm not trying to eat well and work out to look a specific way. For me, it's just, I feel I have more energy. It's a certain way I feel, like my mind is more clear. Like I feel better when I eat well and I walk and I do all the things that help me. It's just kind of my personal routine.
Yeah. So I'm getting married at the end of May. And have you guys set a date in your whole 2 days that you've had to set your date? What are you thinking for a wedding?
So I don't know yet, but we haven't set an exact date. I'm planning on tackling that this week. I feel like planning a wedding is a full-time job too.
It is.
It's a lot. And I'm super, obviously very excited. But for me, I really want whatever it is we do to be very personal, very personalized, very like specific to us rather than just following like a Pinterest plan of what to do. I want it to just be really us and I want it to be meaningful and like encapsulate our relationship and the whole time or night or whatever be a moment that is like very special and we don't get like caught up in the actual wedding. I feel like sometimes when you have a wedding, people get caught up in, are these like 50 people happy? Is this like, I have to greet these 900 people? Is this like one food thing fine? And it's like, I just want to remember the point of what getting married means and have that be the focus of the night. Obviously, I want everything to be beautiful and amazing, food to be bomb and like everyone to be happy. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be so outwardly focused. I want to just like focus on the man that I'm marrying that I love and kind of have it be. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I think a lot of it gets lost in
My mom gave me really good advice. She's like, sit down with Hunter and each of you come up with 3 to 5 things that are the most important things that you want out of your wedding and then plan your wedding around that, right? Like, don't worry about your favors and the type of flowers or whatever, but think about like the 3 to 5 most important things. What are the 3 to 5 most important things for you?
What are my options? There's too many.
I mean, I'm happy since I've already done this activity, I'm happy to share mine.
Tell me yours.
But the first one for me is like, my kids have to be involved. Like, and I don't mean just like you're the flower girl and you're the ring bearer. Like my daughters are doing a prayer. Each of my kids have a vow that they're going to say during our vows to Hunter. Like, I just want them to be completely involved.
Yeah. Like immersed.
Yeah. The other thing was I wanted outdoors. And I know that
for me, that's outdoors too.
And I know if it rains, then it wasn't meant to be, but like the plan is outdoors, like in a garden with nature, with like no super fancy decorations, just very like one with nature and nature's your beauty and your decoration. And the last thing that was most important to me was that I wanted a sit down, coursed out dinner that Hunter and I developed together in our memories and like each course would mean something significant to us. I was like, other than that, I don't care.
I like that. For me, I've always wanted to get married on the beach.
Yeah.
And there's like a specific location that is important to him. And those two things luckily coincide. Obviously, Kinsley is always a top priority for me. And having her feel like a part of the day is also really important. And I think having everything feel really intimate, no matter the size. I want everyone that comes to feel like they really know us, or maybe they leave knowing us better as a couple and it feels sort of like this. I want everyone to feel the love, if that makes sense. It's cheesy, but I just kind of what I was saying earlier, I don't want it to be so caught up in like all the BS. I want it to be really personal. One of my good friends got married and every last detail was so personal, like down to the cocktail, down to the fact that like instead of like lanterns in the trees, she had disco balls and that was just so her personality. Like I just want it. And she walked down the aisle to different music than traditionally. I just want it to be us. I think those are probably my most important things. I want it to be documented well, because that's something that I feel like we'll never regret having.
Yeah. Right. Like really good pictures, potential video, just something.
And a lot of candid stuff, right? Because it's, you don't want to stand there for like 4 hours after.
Yeah,
posing. No, you want to enjoy worse. It, but I think just kind of the in the moment stuff.
Yeah. What about the size of the wedding? Are you looking for something? And I know you said like you want it to be intimate no matter the size, but are you looking for something that's like more of a 50 person, 100 person, 500 people?
Definitely not 500 people. I don't even think I like 500 people. It's a lot of people for me. I don't know. I think like it's so funny because right when you get engaged, everyone's like, when's the date? And you're like, fuck, I just got engaged yesterday. And then whenever you get married, people are like, when are you having a kid? And then you have your first kid and people are like, oh my God, so cute. When are you having your second kid? And it's always like on to the next thing. And I'm so excited to plan the wedding, but I don't know. I don't want to get like overwhelmed by the, does that make sense? All the stuff, but ideally probably like 75 to 100. So not tiny, not huge, kind of on the smaller side, I would say. For most people, it's weird though, when you think about that number, you call it 100, then you have to think about, well, that's really 50 each. And then most people will bring like an SO. So that's closer to 25. And it like the number starts to chisel down.
Yeah.
But I just kind of have a little vow to myself that I don't want to focus so much on worrying about what other people think, who's going to be happy, who's going to be upset, and just sort of do the things that are meaningful for us. Mm-hmm. On the day and have it be focused around that. So I think probably around that number, like 75 to 100. I think that's also important to him. It's like one of those things where we gotta ask their opinion too, you know?
Does he have a big family?
Yes. On his dad's side, he does. On his mom's side, it's not that big, but I think his dad has six sisters.
No, him. Or is he the only child?
No, he has one brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then one brother and then brother's married, no kids yet, but sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. We FaceTimed with him the other day, which was really fun.
Were and they all so happy?
Yeah, everyone was so excited. It's a good vibe. I'm actually excited for Isha to get more time round trip because COVID. I mean, it's just that traveling back and forth isn't, you know, what it once was. But so my brother just hasn't gotten to like be back in a while, but they're going to get along really well. So it's going to be fun. We do like FaceTime dates with wine and stuff.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. And I totally understand about like the wedding size. We're doing a very small wedding. There's like 45 people that are going to be with us in our Minnesota wedding. And I didn't invite anybody from Austin to go there. And then we're going to do a Boston. Then we're going to do an Austin dinner with all of our close Austin friends in October. So
that's a great time to do it here. It's going to like cool down. I think you can get kind of like a different vibe. I'll be there.
Yes, you will. I hope you. I will knock you on your fucking door and walk drag down. You Excuse out of me. The house if you're not there. No, it's funny.
It's going to be great. Like yours is really close.
Yes, it's really close.
And honeymoon, I think you said you wanted to wait a little.
Yeah, we just have so many delayed trips that we have credits for with friends and family that we'll probably wait until next year, March or summer, to do something. We really want to go to Europe and it's all closed down, like everything we want to do. And I think we want to make sure like we're all vaccinated, everything's good, and where we want to go, we can do the things we want to do. What about
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. I think probably, hopefully we won't, I don't know if we'll wait like that long, but I do like waiting after. Feels like so many things lead up to the wedding and it's like all this excitement and then it can sort of be like a downer afterwards. I actually think the idea of waiting is great because
something to look forward to.
Yeah, you have something else to look forward to and that alone is really romantic. So maybe in an ideal world, you would do like the wedding weekend and then maybe like, you know, 3 days, like maybe we'd stay wherever we were for just like 3 days and soak it in and then have like an actual honeymoon at a later date when we could take a bigger kind of chunk of time as well. For me, of course, Europe is always like dream. Definitely. But also someplace really tropical I would love to, because we kind of We do that well also. So that would be fun.
Luxurious.
Tropical. I don't have any answers. Like, I feel like I need some answers for myself.
I want to just lay on the beach and someone bring me my drinks and food.
What's
and
your
massage
beach drink?
My beach drink.
You're on a beautiful island, no kids around. You're laying there, you're tan, you're thriving. What's in your hand?
A lemonade. I know that doesn't have alcohol in it, but like sometimes a lemonade is just amazing. Now, if you're talking about alcoholic drink, we'll just put some alcohol in there.
I'm learning, make really good cocktails. And they're always easy and simple. But the one from the other night was bomb. And then, was it last night? Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny about that is that I never drank until Hunter and I started dating and we were traveling.
Same.
And I think it's this like comfortable, I'm okay feeling vulnerable with you. I'm okay if I get a little tipsy. Like, I know you're going to take care of me. I just never drank.
See, for me, I never did either. And mm-hmm. now we love like having a glass of wine or having a craft cocktail. It's just more of like a social thing for me. Like, it's fun to do that together. And we'll go and we'll like have a craft cocktail and we'll play cards or something like mm-hmm. that. And it's just, I think when you learn what you like to drink, it can be fun and enjoyable. Yes. I just didn't enjoy the drinks I was drinking before. And that feels like pointless. I just didn't. To me.
That's a good point. Also, like, we're really into food and Hunter likes wine. And so we've learned to like pair wines with the food that we're eating. And so that's given me like a new appreciation for wine. And I found the wine that I like. Well, before I was like trying all the, like you said, different things. I'm like, this is not for me. But then when I found like my Pinot Noir from Oregon, I was like, yes.
I like how specific. Wait, so you're a Pinot girl?
Yeah.
I'm a Cab girl.
Yeah. I can do some Cabs. I like some
and then
cabs.
I can do like a rosé or a nice like mm-hmm. buttery ice cold white on like a summer day.
Okay. You're going to have to share and tell me because I'm not a white fan. So if you've got a good white.
I have a funny drink story. This just reminded me of it randomly for some reason. So I was at this place on the east side with one of my girlfriends and her name's Finn. And we were drinking this like last summer and we were having Aperol Spritz. Like they have a really good frozen Aperol Spritz. And a fly flew in her drink. She had like half of it and there's half left. And a fly buzzed in the drink, fell in. And we like called the waitress over and we're like, oh no, like a fly fell in her drink. Would you mind like, you know, fixing this up for us and or like grabbing her a new one. The lady looks at us, who looks at the drink and she goes, sure, I'll get you another half. Cause she had half left and we're like, really? You're going to get us you're going to just do the exact amount. Like she thought we like plucked the fly and then like put it in there and we're trying to get a free drink. It was so weird. We were like, well, okay, we'll take the half Aperol Spritz. But point is,
it's really funny.
A cold frozen Aperol Spritz. I feel like not everyone likes an Aperol. It's very like hit or miss, but I like, it was almost like a slushy version of it. This is very in-depth.
That's okay. Well, you know what? Now that your backyard is pimped out, I'm going to invite myself over like I do all the time. And you're going to make me this drink.
I like that the beginning of this episode, the intro was a joke about being a food episode. And actually, that's what we have talked about like 80% of the time.
Okay. Well, I know this one's a little bit short, but I just wanted to, you know, share the details and enjoy the couple of days that we have left to be engaged at the same time before I get married.
So. I can't wait. We have to do like some kind of little celebratory something. You will make a cocktail. The men need to have a little double date night. That'll be really fun. Your hair is ready to go. We're ready.
Okay, let's do it. All right. Well, Courtney, loved your proposal. Love your bling bling on your finger.
Thanks, girl.
I am so happy for you. I'm really excited. You guys are so cute together and I can't wait to come to your wedding. Thank you.
Thank you. I will be there and I will be invited. Thank you so much. All right, guys, we'll see you in our next episode. Thanks for listening. And actually, if you have any specific wedding questions, pop them in our comments and maybe we'll do like a follow-up episode when I actually have some answers.
Yeah, I love that.